A new topic gets picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan, the other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is November 12th, 2017, and this is episode 23, Donnie Darko. I'm Jared.
And I'm Justin.
Let's get ready for a fan cram showdown.
That's totally what was going through my head.
Yo, that song, I will talk about it later, but this is Donnie Darko, and we got questions. Darko.
Let's get into it. You first.
Me first. Hopefully this will be an easy one for you. It's my test question.
All right, let's go.
What was the nickname given to Roberta Sparrow? Open answer.
That would be Grandma Death. Final answer.
Correct. I'm gonna do.
Bam.
Good. You got the first test question. Now I can go ham on your ass.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's go with this one. What presidential candidate does Donnie's sister say that she's going to vote for? Was it A, Gore, B, Bush, C, Dukakis, or D, Perot?
Perot? It would be C, Dukakis, final answer.
You would be correct. Did I say it right, Perot? I thought I did.
Ross Perot? Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Made me doubt myself.
That's what I'm here for. By the way, I think like I was super sweary last episode. I haven't listened back to it, but did you think I was?
I haven't.
I may have been in a mood.
Swearing is just part of my natural like language, so it doesn't like stand out to me. So right. I don't know.
I mean, we're an explicit show, but I just felt like I was more on edge last week. But anyway, all right. At the movie theaters, the movie movies playing were The Evil Dead and what other movie? Ben-Hur, The Last Temptation of Christ, The Mission, or The Seventh Seal?
Which one? Okay, hold on. Say again, please.
There were two movies playing at the movie theater. The first one was The Evil Dead, and the other one was Ben-Hur, The Last Temptation of Christ, The Mission, or The Seventh Seal?
I'm going to say The Seventh Seal. Final answer.
Ooh, incorrect.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't know that
one. It was The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh my God.
I even looked up movies from the 80s that were all Jesus-y. I think Ben-Hur was actually earlier.
That's why I didn't go with that one. That one's older.
Yeah. A little Charlton Heston action.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Here's a true or false for you. The teacher, Kitty, tries to get the book The Destroyers by Tom Green banned from being taught in school. True or false?
You son of a bitch. I think I know what you did here. Okay, read it back to me. Very carefully.
Very carefully. Okay. The teacher, Kitty, tries to get the book The Destroyers by Graham Greene banned from being taught in school.
I think you said Tom Green earlier.
Oh, did I? Did I?
I can't remember.
I misread the stuff. I meant Graham Greene.
I'm going to say false, final answer.
I'm sorry. I think I fucked that one up.
That's a point for me.
Yeah, you got that one. That's not what I wanted to change, but I definitely fucked that one up. What I was trying to change was the book is actually called The Destructors, not The Destroyers.
Okay. See, I thought you changed...
Did I say Tom Green? I blanked so hard on that.
I didn't know we were going for a late the early 2000s MTV comedians. I guess Alan Grinham. I thought the name was changed. I actually forgot the name of the book.
Well, you still got it. Doesn't matter.
Got it for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
All right. Rose Darko, Donnie Darko's mom, said that their red-eye flight was going to get in before, after, or right at 8:30 a.m.
Before. Final answer.
Incorrect. It was right at 8:30.
Oh, no. I thought she said 8 a.m.
Mm-mm. 8:30.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Mm-hmm. Unfair. Unfair.
Unfair because you got it wrong?
Yes. Unfair because I got it wrong. All right. Next question. Donnie's big water tube coming out of his chest leads him to what object? Short answer.
Leads him to what object?
Yeah.
Okay, the first... Okay, object. Okay, leads him to a gun, final answer.
That would be correct.
I hope I get all these right, because I'm... Spoiler alert, this is one of my favorite movies.
I think you're going to get all of them right.
Yeah, but from what I've seen, I don't know if you liked it, but I'm not going to get into that now.
Okay.
But, all right. When discussing what was the greatest invention to ever benefit mankind for a school assignment with Gretchen, Donnie said it was what? Antiseptics, irrigation, assembly line production, or the wheel?
Antiseptics. Final answer.
Correct. Give yourself a victory fart for that one. Is that a happy fart? It sounds like a slide whistle.
It's a cartoon fart. All right. I think you'll know this one, but I'm going to go for it. Which of these three movies were not referenced in the film? Back to the Future, The Thing, or Evil Dead?
The Thing, final answer.
That's correct.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd, like, you know, maybe not know.
I was hoping you'd, like, forget what you yeah. want. Yes, it was Back to the Future with his teacher, Monotov, mm-hmm. and Evil mm-hmm. Dead was the movie they saw. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 5. Donnie's friends were discussing the sexual practices of what 80s cartoon? Open answer.
That would be The Smurfs.
Correct. I almost captured that audio for later, but it was so long. I think it would just be too much.
Let's go with this one. True or false? You ready to memorize some numbers?
Okay.
Frank says the world will end in 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 12 seconds. True or false?
This actually I may not get. 286 days, 42 minutes, 12 seconds.
28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 12 seconds.
20 days, 6 hours. True. Final answer.
You are correct. It was true. Yay. That is the exact number that he says.
I remember the 28, 6, and the 12. 42 was catching me up. All right. That's actually going to be one of my questions, but I didn't know how to phrase it correctly. Without it being completely insane, like you just did to me.
But it's fine. You still got it because it was 50-50 shot.
Yeah. The name of Samantha's dance troupe was called what? Open answer.
Oh,
but come on, it's the best dance troupe name ever. I think it should be our guild name in ESO.
Damn it. Starts with an S. Sparktic Motion? What? That's not it. That's so close, though.
Oh, man.
God damn it. Spark... Sparkler Motion.
Oh my god!
I don't remember. Sparktic motion.
This hurts answer. Me.
Yeah, I know. What is it? What is
you're
it?
So no, you're so close. Please keep going.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it in me.
Are you giving up?
Sparktic. Is it Sparktic?
What is that?
I don't know.
That word.
I don't remember the word.
Is that word coming out of your mouth?
What's the damn word? I don't know it. I don't know it.
Final answer?
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's sparkle motion.
Oh, God.
Sparked
I don't know why I always think it was like something like that.
It was this 300. Like, it's like like there's like sparkle and Spartan mixed together.
I don't know. That was close. It was very close.
Like I said, it was hurting me. You were so close.
I thought there was like a tick sound on the end of it. Mm-mm. Oh, never mind. I don't know. All right, next question. Yeah. Short answer, what is the name of the school's mascot?
Oh. I don't know. I don't think I know this. It's mm-hmm. a bulldog.
That's not its name.
I know. That's not what its name is. Shit. They say it?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's I don't know. Barry the Bulldog. Final answer.
Incorrect, sir. It was the Mongrel.
Mongrel. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, they are the Mongrels, and it is known as the Mongrel. I think it said like after like he puts the axe in its head, and then it's like there's a news report, and it's like the bronze statue known only as the Mongrel.
Yeah. Damn. Almost had a perfect game.
Almost.
Not really. It's like sixth question. All right. What was Donnie dressed as for Halloween? Open answer.
Skeleton Man.
Correct.
Final answer.
Correct.
Are we 4-5? Is that correct?
We are 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes.
Okay. 4-5. All right. Here's a Halloween costume for you. What Halloween costume is Frank's passenger wearing the night that Frank and Donnie meet?
Open answer?
Yes.
A clown, final answer.
You are correct.
Yeah. All right. Question 8. Elizabeth worked at what store? The Hare House, the Dollar Den, the Yarn Barn, or the Pottery Palace?
Yarn Barn, final answer.
Correct. I put a lot of work into those alliterations, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I even try to fool you, or you knew what it was?
I knew what it was.
Okay, shit.
Here's another of Elizabeth's... here's another Elizabeth question. What school does Elizabeth get into that causes for celebration? Short answer.
Harvard, final answer.
That's correct.
When Samantha was asked when she would be old enough to squeeze one out, Donnie said, not until what grade? 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th?
I think he said 8th. Final answer.
Correct. spoiler alert, one of our clips. Mm-hmm. Except this clip happens after this.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right, question number 9.
What does Donnie say that he regretted not getting for Christmas? Short answer.
Oh. Damn it, what was it? Regretted not getting something at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Shit. Damn it. God. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a stuffed animal, final answer.
Nope. It's not. It's actually Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, God damn it. You're right. Fuck, I always... You didn't have that as a question I might do. Okay. All right, last question. Are we... Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. This could end mm-hmm. up as a tie.
I know, right?
Donnie told his mother that he stopped TPing houses in the fifth grade. True or false?
False. Final answer.
You're correct. It was the sixth grade.
Oh, good. I thought it was the seventh. I'm so glad you didn't ask me.
Shit. All right. Damn it. All right. Last question. This is for all the shit.
All the shit. What does... This is like my last thing.
Okay.
When Donnie is ranting to Patrick Swayze's character's name that I can't remember, what does he call him? Before he is kicked off stage.
Oh, he calls him the Antichrist. Final answer.
Fuck. All right.
It's one of our clips.
I didn't know it was one of your clips.
Well, I knew that anyway, not before the clips. That's like one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie.
Damn it.
All well, right. Damn. You win. That was close.
That was close.
You remembered it. That must mean you loved it.
Do you want to know my thoughts?
Yes, right now. Well, actually, I have one last question.
Okay.
After the night the jet engine fell through his room, Donnie was found asleep where?
After the night... Oh, the golf course.
Correct. All right.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, I have something for next week, but we'll save it to the end.
Okay.
What did you think of this movie? This cult classic?
This cult classic. All right. Okay. Yes, it's a good movie. I have no problems with it, except please explain this movie. I feel like I need to read explanations of what this ending, the ending of this movie is just like, yeah, so this is how it ends. Like, okay, there's two timelines. And now, now there's not. Right. Okay, yes. I like Donnie. He's a bit of a dick at the beginning. He's a dick throughout, but you start to like him. Then I like all these other characters, and how he's dealing with this weird fucking demon that's dressed in a bunny suit. Mm-hmm. And, but, I don't know. The whole, time travel fuckery just, messes it up for me.
Right. So, there is a director's cut of this movie. I have not seen it, although I want to. I didn't know there was one until recently. But, so here's what I found. I've watched this movie, maybe 10 times, at least, over the course of my life. Okay. This came out in 2001. And a lot of first viewing, it's hard to understand. It's not like a, as far as time travel goes, and in movies, no one really does it well. Mm-hmm. So the focus on time travel, if you focus on it too much, you can see a lot of the holes in it.
Yeah.
Some of the explanations I've seen are people who have just kind of assumed a lot of things about the story. So here's how I've seen it explained by different sources. So you have a main timeline where Donnie gets killed when the engine falls through his room.
Right.
But because of something that happens in the future, wherein his mother flying causes this temporal disruption, or there's something that happens where the engine falls through, it creates this rift in time. So it creates a secondary timeline where Donnie does not die. And so Frank, the term they used, I don't even think it was in the movie, but it was the corrupted dead or whatever, people who should have died who died in the alternate timeline, who should not have died.
Mm-hmm.
They become these demon guides. That's who Frank was, because he was not supposed to die in that timeline.
Right.
And so he was kind of the guide for Donnie to make everything right. Mm-hmm. And essentially to try to correct what was happening in the secondary timeline so that it would correct the primary timeline. Essentially, his job was to complete the loop or to close the loop in the secondary timeline so that the primary timeline would not collapse. This is the explanation that I was reading. And so the whole movie is taking place on the secondary timeline that he's trying to correct through his visions, through, I guess, doing all the shit at school to kind of make these other things happen. So he floods the school, wherein, you know, now they're bringing in this, you know, Patrick Swayze's character. I guess he was already there, but like he does these things that kind of move certain actors around so that he burns down Patrick Swayze's house. And he's shown to be a, you know, child pornographer, you know, collector or whatever.
Right.
Wherein Kitty can't take the kids to the competition, so his mom has to do it. Wherein, you know, her flight or whatever, you know, she's taking a red eye, which causes it. You know, there's all these disruptions that are happening where he's kind of moving this stuff around and causing the end of the world, which would be the end of the secondary timeline.
Right.
That's just the loose interpretation I have of it. I don't really focus too much on it because I think that the rest of the story itself kind of points to other things that are more interesting, rather than just like, man, this is some solid time travel, you know, sci-fi. There's more philosophical things that I find more interesting about the story than that.
Right.
But yeah, that's just my take on it.
Okay. No, so I see it.
Yeah, if you wanted a concise explanation,
I think that is a good explanation. I still think that it is a little bit paradoxical because, like, you know, like the plane engine falls from the plane that his mother's on, and then, but like, if he dies, she never gets on that plane, so that wouldn't happen. So.
You can think of it paradoxically.
It's too much thinking, I guess.
But I think, you know, thinking like that it's paradoxical, I think assumes that there's a singular timeline. But if you think of it in multiple timelines, you can kind of get
crossing
around.
Crossing over.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean,
the timeline's crossing over somehow.
Right. But like I said, I mean, this... I have not seen any good time travel. I mean, that... Obviously, the concept of time travel is in itself very paradoxical. Like, if you, like, going forward is fine, but going backwards always creates these paradoxes.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think the movie, like, aside from, you know, that it touches on a lot of things about like youth and like apathy and you know what the effects of that are. You know, there's all these like subtle things about like, you know, people who have like a dogmatic mindset on certain things, people who follow, you know, charismatic, you know, leaders and stuff. And so you have like Patrick Swayze. I mean, all these things are kind of scattered about, you know, assuming that, you know, people who are crazy. I mean, the people, you know, essentially like judging a book by its cover, like that kind of stuff is always throughout. You have, what's her face? God, I forgot her name. The Asian girl that shut up.
Chin. I think her name is Chin.
Maybe that might be a racist assumption that you just
think it was Chin.
Let me double check. Cause
let's double check. Let's prove that I'm not a racist.
Let's see. Her name is. Come on! Don't do this to me.
I think it's Chin.
Chin, Chin, Chin. God damn it! I have to go through all IMDb cast. Here, this is great.
Yep.
Audio. Yeah, you're right. It is Chin. It's. It's Charita Chen. A real name is Jolene Purdy. Anyway, her, this is like such a subplot, but like her like secret love for Donnie and being kind of a recluse, but you know, heard, I mean, just like there's in-school bullying and stuff like that. And just kind of growing up in middle school, high school. I think they were in high school. High school.
Yeah, they were high school. I'd say they were high school.
And, you know, just how shitty that is. Yeah. And what's her face? God damn it. Who is it? The female teacher.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, her character. Like, she even goes into it that, like, we're losing these kids to apathy because nobody gives a shit anymore. Everything is just kind of like everyone's just doing their own thing and running over each other. And that kind of speaks to just like the school system, you know, and how it's not designed necessarily to push people to excellence. It's designed to kind of get them through a system.
And designed to pass tests.
Right.
I mean, you even bringing that up, I mean, the principal character was just like, well, Donnie, I know your test scores are quite excellent.
Right.
But, you know, so like, you know, that totally, like, I think proves your point.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, his, and even like when she, you know, based on what he did, I mean, he just like completely just, you know, cussed out a teacher in the middle of class. And because of his TEF scores, you know, they kept him in school. I mean, he was getting himself in trouble a lot. And, you know, whether or not that was a direct result of that. But just, you know, there's a lot of, like, subplots, I think, that were really interesting within this movie. And, you know, the Frank was creepy all the way through. Did you find any reveals to be, like, shocking? Or, like, you thought they were, like, well done in certain ways? Like, what did you think? What kind of stood out to you?
What stood out to me? I don't think anything ever shocked me. Let's see.
Were you shocked as far as like the reveal of like the real Frank, like in like when he like ran over?
Well, when Gretchen. I was so like when they were like in the party, Frank was being mentioned, and so like Frank was obviously a friend of Elizabeth, and then it was just like, oh shit, oh so like. He's like around, like where is he? And then he gets out of the car and I'm like, oh
yeah.
And then he shoots him in the face. But my whole thinking was, and I don't know if this like goes against your explanation, but my thinking was that like the Frank that we were seeing was not actually Frank or not like a spirit of Frank. I was thinking it was like some kind of demon or something that was using his body. And what kind of made me think that was like the scene in the movie theater when they're watching Evil Dead and he's just like, why do you wear that stupid bunny suit? And then he's just like, why do you wear that stupid human suit? You know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, so like this, that made me think that like, oh, that's not like a real person, you know?
Right.
Like at all.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been just like symbolism as far as like, you know, you're just, I mean, we're just kind of a collection of neurons firing and which, you know, we're moving this body around. Whereas like, you know, him, you know, just kind of like, it's just a separation of degrees from, you know, him being in a bunny suit. Whereas like, you know, I think, I don't know if there was so much to dig into with that, what he was talking about, but I see what you're saying. Like it could have been, I just don't, I mean, it could have been either way. They don't explain it, really. It could have just been...
Nothing's explained. Everything's opinion.
Right. But I think it was funny because, like, actually only in this viewing, I got, and you probably got it, but, like, when he was saying, like, what happened to your eye? And, like, he didn't say, like, oh, you shot me. He just says, like, I'm so sorry. And, like, you're kind of like, well, why did you say that? But then, like, when you get to the end of the movie...
you know what? I didn't catch that.
You realize why he said that because he got shot because he ran over his girlfriend.
Damn, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, this is like my 11th viewing, and I just got it. I was like, I just got that was kind of like a creepy line, but so 2001, the special effects were not the greatest, but
what are you talking about? You didn't like that gooey water coming out of people, and that mirror, that mirror scene. You didn't like that?
No, and like when Gretchen's like little portal was like going into his face, he had like the googly eyes.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, that looked like a Snapchat filter.
The only thing I didn't, I now kind of annoyed me having not seeing it for a while and then the kind of revisiting it is a lot of the sped up camera effects that they were doing. Like, I know certain things that would really worked, but mm-hmm. I don't know why they needed to do it on like just about everything Frank was doing. But yeah, it's just something like that would just kind of bug me. Anything else? We can get to clips.
Let's get to these clips. A new segment, I guess, on this show.
I finally figured out how to capture desktop audio. So I only got four. These are ones I think that were my favorite of the whole film. And so you can just read the name of the clip that I put on there and just play it.
All right. This is clip one, dinner table.
That was hearing that back in 2001 was a great thing to add to your vernacular. Fuck ass and go suck a fuck.
Suck a fuck.
I thought they played really well.
They're Jake, actually brother and sister.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and I think that they played into that really well. I'm sure they've had those dinner conversations.
Oh yeah.
All right. What's your next clip?
Next clip is clip two, anus. Oh, see? Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. Into my anus.
I love how the dad cracks it. Like, he just cracks, and I love that.
Yeah. By the way, that actress, Kitty, oh my gosh, she was in, have you ever seen the first movie, Speed, with Keanu Reeves? This is the first time I've ever seen her in a movie, and she, in this movie and that one, plays the most annoying character ever. She just plays this, like, just really overbearing, like, old lady. Mm-hmm. And in Speed, she is one of the ladies on the bus. And if you've ever seen the movie, the bus is rigged to explode if it goes below a certain speed. But if anyone tries to get off the bus, they had a secondary explosion under the first step of the bus to, like, kill the person. And so she, not wanting to wait for anybody, because they had, like, SWAT cars coming up beside of it, she tries to get off without anybody knowing, and it blows up, and she gets run over by the bus. The greatest scene ever, because all up until then, she's just like yelling at Keanu Reeves, like, I don't know why you're getting out of the way, I've got the bus, blah, 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 what are you doing? And she was the same character in this movie, so she didn't get run over by a bus on this one, unfortunately. But
I get that feeling, though. Have you seen The Mist?
No.
Okay. You'll have that same feeling if you watch The Mist. It's a totally different actress, but there's that super zealoty, annoying character, like, throughout the whole thing, and then when justice is finally served, it's the most satisfying. I stood up from my couch and I clapped. Like, it was the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I hate this. I mean, I know I'm just saying they need that type of character. By the way, her name is Beth Grant. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so look her up. Maybe I'll just make next fan cram. I'll just put that clip in of her getting run over by a bus, and we can enjoy it together.
Okay.
All right. The next one.
This is clip three. Fuck. Oh, I remember.
That's it.
That super intense fuck by Drew Barrymore.
It was. And then it was even better when she turned around and Charita is right behind her eating her lunch. Yeah. She had a couple scenes where she just, I don't know if she's like, what at that point, had a lot of acting chops underneath her belt, but like she's some scenes she just was not putting a lot into, mm-hmm. but other ones she was. But I think that some like that the scene right before she gets kicked out, mm-hmm. she's kind of giving this speech about, you know, the youth today. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like it was very ham-fisted, mm-hmm. like she wasn't putting a lot into it. But what do I know? I don't know shit.
I don't know. Clip four. Antichrist.m4a.
That whole I wanted to capture the whole thing, but that was like 2 minutes long. But
oh no, yeah.
By the way, okay. Did you notice in the videos, like the inspirational videos of all the like the actors they had in there, mm-hmm. the one the kid in there was the same kid who came up to the microphone saying like, really? "I want to learn how to fight," mm-hmm. and so like it kind of just kind of adds to another layer of like how, you know, much of a sham this guy was, that the guy in his video was also like a plant in the audience to come up to the mic. Yeah. And he's like, I want to learn how to fight.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And the girl outing her sister by being like too fat. Yeah, the whole thing was great. God, there's so many different like layers to this movie that I catch every time I watch it. But in 2001, I definitely had a crush on Jenna Malone. I don't know where she is now, acting and stuff. But
Jenna Malone?
Jenna Malone playing Gretchen.
Yeah, she was in Hunger Games.
She was? I don't think I've watched that one. I only watched part one. Oh, she was in part one, so I may have seen
was
her.
Was she in part one? I don't remember.
I remember in this movie, and then she was in another movie called Liar or Cheater, something like that. Let me see.
Let's see.
Cheaters, that's what it was. You know, it was a TV movie, and she also was in the movie Contact. Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
She was.
I don't remember who.
She was young Ellie. So was it like the flashbacks?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh my gosh, she was the voice in the movie Howl's Moving Castle, the Studio Ghibli. Was that a Studio?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Studio Ghibli.
Yes, that was.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Well, that's it for clips. I'll have more for whatever we do next
week.
That's
fun. I need to capture some shit now.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully it's audio clips because we can't play shit on
here. No, I was going to capture shit. Just like share it.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a couple of trivia bits. Because mm-hmm. other than I don't know, this is a cult film, like a cult classic that a lot of people have kind of glommed onto.
Yeah.
But I didn't find, I mean, I'm sure there is probably a lot out there, but I'm going to just give you a couple trivia. So Jake Gyllenhaal, used a strategy of rarely blinking to enhance his psychotic creepiness. Mm-hmm. In the movie The Last Temptation of Christ. The guy who plays Jesus did the same thing. I don't know if it was a connection, even though that was in the movie, but I guess the guy playing Jesus didn't want to add creepiness to it, but it was more of like this ethereal, like all-seeing kind of vibe. So like the idea like you don't blink kind of just makes people creep out. This was Seth Rogen's premiere role that he as an actor. Did you notice he was in the movie?
Yes, I did. He was like the
douchebag.
The douchebag. This was like his first movie.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Let's see. During the conversations about sex with his therapist, the script had Donnie's fantasies be about Alyssa Milano, but this had to be changed to Christina Applegate due to legal reasons. Whatever that was.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I already said this, but yeah, in the Cunning Visions infomercial, Jim Cunningham pats a child on his back. The young boy who wants to learn how to fight at school assembly is the same boy in his infomercial. So, So, confirmed what I said. I'm not going to read all that one.
OK. Okay.
Patrick Swayze wore his own clothes from the 1980s for the film.
Oh.
He wanted to get, because this was set in 88.
Right.
So he had all his 80s clothes.
He just pulled out his 20-year-old clothes and put them on.
Oh. Frank says the world will end in 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 12 seconds. That figure comes from adding or subtracting 1 from each part of the figure. 27 days, 7 hours, 43 minutes, 11 seconds, which is the precise length of one lunar month.
Oh.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, too much math. All right, next
too
one.
Much, all right, last one. Let's see. Let me get this. Where was this last one? Okay. Someone at the house party jumps on a trampoline wearing a Ronald Reagan mask. This is taken from a photo of Hunter S. Thompson doing the same thing. Do you know who Hunter S. Thompson was?
No.
Okay. Well, come on, man. Get with it.
I mean, I can't do anything about it if I don't know who it is. So.
All right. Okay. Seth Rogen's first line, and by default his first line ever in a feature film, is "I like your boobs."
He was a book author. He wrote some books. Yeah. There you go.
Did you hear my Seth Rogen line?
Yes, I heard that.
It's kind of fitting considering what he went on to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, yep. This was actually in director's commentary, but you know the scene when Donnie and Gretchen are talking and she says Montanoff and he corrects her and says Monotoff?
Mm-hmm.
That actually was ad-libbed because Gretchen, the Jenna Malone, in actuality could not remember how to say Monotoff, and she kept saying Montanoff. And so Jake actually, it just added that line of like correcting her and then like going on with it. But you'd have to watch the director commentary for that.
Oh, guess so. Guess so.
Yes. All right. So it's my pick.
All right. Your pick.
We're going back to anime, y'all.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah, bitches. But you're going to love this one.
All right, what is it?
Are you really shitting your pants over this?
Yes, I'm shitting my pants, but not because of the anime. Because
you ate Chick-fil-A.
Totally.
Not today because it's Sunday.
Okay.
So, have you ever seen the anime, the critically acclaimed anime, Cowboy Bebop?
I have not, but I have heard loads of good things.
This will blow your mind. This has...
I know the theme song.
Yes, this has set standards in anime and animation rippling out into the eternities. It's on Crunchyroll. Now that Crunchyroll has their shit together.
Are you sure they have their shit together? Or are they still like... Hacking your computers.
I went to Crunchyroll. They on their Twitter they said we're all clear, so okay. I'm gonna trust them. If not, you can sue them. You heard it here first. Sue right. Crunchyroll.
But not if they're gonna be a sponsor one day. Don't
maybe
do
not.
That.
No, not yet. It's 26 episodes.
Okay, so and they are 20 minutes each.
Yeah, so you got to get cracking now.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, you can do it. It's like 3 episodes a day.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Everybody's got time for that, right?
Yeah, I got a kid and a job and you know a wife and all this shit.
And it's not like I just like resubscribed to WoW or anything.
Okay, well here's what you do. You can watch this. I think it has English.
Two monitors, sir.
Yes.
I have two.
Exactly. Wow. And what are you doing? Garrison Cowboy missions. People.
Yeah?
That's just like, let's like click and leave it, let it do its own thing.
I know, that's fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to do anything.
I might be resubbing to WoW too.
Yes! Yes!
But not this week. So Cowboy Bebop. And you all will love it.
Fantastic. We'll see you everyone next week with Cowboy Bebop. Let's wrap up the show, Jared.
Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at FanCramShow. You can follow Justin at Justin_TheScott. And me at Tokidoki Tensai, TOKIDOKITEN. S-A-I, Steven, that's for you. One more time, T-O-K-I, D-O-K-I, T-E-N, S-A-I, Tokidoki Tensai, you son of a bitch. And you can email us if you have any questions, if you want to tell us how awful we were at describing the time paradox of Donnie Darko, mm-hmm. at fancramshowdown@gmail.com.
That was totally Jared. I made no attempt at that, so...
Where can they follow us live?
They can follow us live at bit.ly/fancramlive. That will take you to the YouTube page. Eventually, we're going to start live streaming, and that will be fun.
Yes. I don't have anything else.
Have you seen... I do have one more question to throw at you. Have you seen Southland Tales, the director's next movie?
No.
Okay.
Are you writing that down for future reference?
I was just asking, because that's also a weird as fuck movie. So. Oh,
okay, well, I'm just going to write it down here for future reference.
But that one's got The Rock in it, so.
Yes. Hey, are we going to play some games after this?
Yeah, boy.